This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, welcome back to Delusional Diaries podcast. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Jazz. We're so excited to be here. And today, Hallie is my something blue.
Yes, I am. I'm wearing a cute set from Amazon. It's Lioness brand, which is one of my favorites. And, oh, I forgot my bag. It was Staud. It was really cute, also from Amazon.
Still anyway, look good.
Thanks. Jazz, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing white because now I'm engaged.
Cute. Love. Anyway, should we get into us coming here?
Yeah, we got here yesterday.
Yeah. And we flew here during the eclipse, which I was really scared of.
I was excited for it, but then I unfortunately fell asleep within 10 minutes of being on the plane.
Yeah, and the eclipse was on the other side of the plane, so we didn't even get to see it, which was upsetting. I just saw us flying into the pitch black, and that was that. But
yeah, for me it was fully pitch black because I was asleep the entire time. But you know, there's always, you know, 20 years from now.
Yeah, is that when the next one is?
That's what I thought I saw, like, on a TikTok, which is not that reliable, but I'm pretty positive.
Yeah, I also have horrible flight anxiety, so I was very nervous about coming here. But
you did really good. I was really proud of you.
Yeah, I popped like 8 gabapentin, but
yeah,
I was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't fall asleep, which was made me really tired once we got here, because that stuff makes you tired. And then, yeah.
Yeah, you pushed through it and there was a whole thing. But
yeah,
we had a very smooth flight, which was honestly ideal because you're extremely annoying when you're going through your whole thing you do.
I am, but also sometimes it's valid. Like, we were coming back from Vegas. Jazz invited herself on this trip I had to go to so she could gamble, but I was like happy about it.
I have a problem, but we're working on it.
When we were landing, it was like very choppy. It was during a storm. And then the flight attendant makes an announcement. And she's like, everyone, please note the emergency exits are in the middle and the back of the plane. I'm like, why would you say that? If we're not going to need to use them, why would you make us make note of them?
Everyone's panicking. Like,
yeah.
It's like a serious thing. Like, and strap your seatbelts tight, like raising their voices. I'm like, oh, this is, I don't get flight anxiety, but I was stressing in this moment.
It was not good. Yeah. But this one was not the same. It was actually very nice and smooth ride, sun the whole way, besides the solar eclipse, of course.
Yeah.
Jazz was in the middle, or you were in the aisle seat originally when you booked it, because I was on the window, and I always need to book a window because of my flight anxiety.
And sometimes when we fly together, I'll take the middle so I can sleep on Hallie. That's the one rule. If I take the middle, I'm sleeping on you.
Yeah. But this girl was in the middle, so then obviously it's way better to be in the aisle. The middle is the worst on the plane. Everybody knows that. And so Jazz asked if she could switch to the middle. So you did?
I did, and the girl got the aisle, and we're like maybe like an hour into the flight, and I just wake up from my peaceful nap, and she's like, oh, hello, what's up? And she's like, please shut the windows. Like, I need them down.
And we're like, why? And she's like, I'm an esthetician, and it's bad for your skin, and if you cared about your skin, you would shut the window too.
And I was like, oh, okay, like, Hallie, please shut the window. And she gets, like, such bad flight anxiety. I'm like, oh, we can just shut one of them. And she was just...
I'm like, I'm trying to listen to my music and vibe and look out the window, and this girl's making me shut it.
She was having a main character moment, and she was not...
Yeah, yeah. And, like, put on sunscreen if you... I don't know.
I feel like there's flight etiquette. When you're flying, if you book the middle seat, you have the right to both your armrests and nothing else.
Yeah. I agree.
And if you sit in the window, you have the full rights to the window.
Yeah, you have control over the... I mean, like, I get in some instances to, like, shut it. but I don't feel this was one of them. It was the middle of the day. Yeah. Why are you sleeping? I mean, yeah. Okay, I get it. But
but like at the same time, like you choose your seat based off what your rights are, and there's flight etiquette.
Yeah, yeah, agree.
And with flight etiquette, there's also like friendship etiquette when you're traveling. And we got TSA pre-check recently.
Yeah, we used to fly with our SD Carly, and she had like Nepo baby pre-check. TSA pre-check from like having it from like being 16 with her parents. We did not have that. So then she would always leave us. And she like
so offended, like, you can't leave us. We're traveling together. You're stuck with us.
And she'd be like, oh, you guys have to take off your shoes. Like okay.
That's some rope.
Like shitting on us. And we're like, all right.
I don't want to deal with.
Which I totally get it now that I have it. I feel better than everybody.
Yeah.
And I understand why she did that now. But we were having this debate. Do you think you should be able to leave your friends if like one has TSA pre-check and the other doesn't? What do you think?
And I'm like, no. If you're traveling with just one other person, whatever you're doing it together.
Yeah, I agree. Well, do you think it's different with a significant other and a friend, or do you think it's the same?
I feel like either way, you're just like, you're stuck together.
Okay, if it's just two people?
Yeah.
But if you're in a big
group. But if there's like a big group of like multiple people, like as long as no one's being left out, like you're good to go.
I guess I would also then just feel left out myself if I was like, okay, I've pre-checked by and everyone else was staying in the regular line. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, traveling's like a fun part of like your travel. Like being in the airport's like the thing.
Yeah, I also think there's no rush. The plane's not like, you're not leaving faster if you get to the plane faster. So there's really no point of jumping ahead.
Yeah, you can't travel, like you can't stop the plane.
Yeah, exactly. But it's nice when somebody else has also pre-checked.
Yeah, you're only getting to go through before me if you're like, you're helping me out by like getting me food and we're like running late.
Well, yeah, I think I guess if maybe you're really pushing on time and you really want food or a coffee or whatever, if somebody has the pre-check and can go through and get that and then
that's
go
the exception.
Meet them, that would be different. But also, I was thinking about this. I've never experienced, like Jazz and I have flown together a lot, obviously, recently, since we've been friends. And I've never had anybody else like be so late to the boarding. Like as soon as boarding happens, usually I'm right there ready when my boarding group is called. Jazz is literally like, oh, they don't close the doors for another 5 minutes, it's fine.
I will be the last person on the plane every single time, and I will stand on that, because what's the point?
Yeah,
of getting on to sit there longer? You're already traveling.
I agree with that. I've just never,
there's only one time where that's important where I will change that, and that's if there's limited space overhead and I need my carry-on bag, I will get on at a decent time.
Yeah,
if there's no carry-on, I do not care. I will be the very last person to board. Like, I'll wait till they're calling my name and saying like last call.
Yeah, we were last call on the way here, and we didn't when we were going to Bora Bora, we were flying to LA because we were then getting on a private jet the next morning, and if we missed that jet, we were not going to Bora Bora, so we could not miss this flight basically.
But and we got to the airport. We had a few drinks. We're living in the moment. We're talking about our friendship. We're reminiscing, and before we know it, we're about to, you know, miss
the flight.
They're
like closing the doors, and I was like, oh, pretend for my vlog that they're closing the doors so we can run. And then she's like, no, they actually
are. That's actually our flight.
Yeah, it was. And we barely made it on, but it was fine.
Yeah. Huh. But when we travel together, like, I've left you before.
What, for upgrades?
Yeah. Like, also, we were debating that, like, if you can leave your friend if you get an upgrade and your friend doesn't.
Yeah. I hate, because she thinks she's, she literally thinks she's better than me because she has, like, points on American and stuff.
Here's the thing. Hallie flies all the time, and she has this weird thing where she won't, like, give herself one airline and stay with them. And she doesn't get air points for any airline at all.
I don't do the miles and the points.
She doesn't, like, what's the point of flying if you're not getting your rewards?
I agree, but she also takes the rewards to a different level where, like, she'll be buying a pack of gum for 75 cents at CVS and need to type in her little phone number, and then something will be wrong with it. And she's like, oh, let me update my address. And you're just like,
because I like to get free things.
Yeah, but it's
like a reward.
8 cents off.
It's literally a reward. It's like, what's the point?
But, yeah, I mean, I get why you would upgrade away from me, but I also don't.
Well, I did. I do mostly because she won't let me sleep on her sometimes. Like, I love to sleep on planes. I'm very good at it. It's one of my special talents. Yeah. And she's like, you can't sleep on me. And then I will leave.
I will let you sometimes, but sometimes you take it to a different level. I don't know.
You've gotten better at it.
Yeah, I've just kind of come to accept it because of my flight anxiety. I'd rather have her sleeping on me and annoying me than just being alone.
So you find me really comforting.
I guess you could say that.
Well, that's so sweet, Hallie.
Yeah. She also has this... She always brings some nasty ass pillow.
Okay, that, like, I'm gonna be honest. The other day she asked me, how old is that pillow? And I'm like, oh, you know, like I've had it for like probably a couple of years since I moved to New York.
No, she said, I just got it like 2 years ago when I moved to New York. It was the only one that they had at the airport. So I just had to get it. And it was like, this thing feels like...
It's like polka dotted, like multicolored polka dotted. It's extremely ugly, but it has like the special beads in it that makes sleeping very comfortable. I've had it since high school, but it's comforting to me, so I'm okay. Not getting rid of it.
No, it's fine. It's just always excessive. Or she'll bring a Squishmallow, which that drives me insane because that thing is huge. And I literally told her last, where were we going to Bora Bora?
Bora, yeah.
I was like, do not bring the Squishmallow because I'm not holding it. If you have to pee, if you have to go to the bathroom, I'm not going to stand in the airport holding a giant Squishmallow.
But she did.
Yeah, I did.
And I knew she would, and that's why I brought it. And I felt so much safer and more comforted when I was traveling with that hamburger. And by the way, she got me the hamburger for my birthday.
I did get it for you, but yeah. Ultimately, I think it's kind of fucked up to leave me, but I also understand.
Yeah, I don't do it often.
Yeah. Well, you also left Kevin one time, right?
I did, and I immediately regretted it because I was like, oh, see ya, as soon as they called my name, and then our flight got delayed for 5.5 hours. I was like, yeah, this is bad karma. I will never do it again.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it since.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know.
But I know you'd leave my ass in 2 seconds.
I would.
Yeah. That's why I was glad we were flying United because she's an American girly. And so I knew she couldn't upgrade away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a good flight. It was good stuff.
Yeah. And then we got here and I do not understand LAX. Why do you have to take a shuttle to get picked up by an Uber? That doesn't add up to me. It's like...
It's not my truth.
I don't understand. Because you have to call an Uber Black or whatever if you want it to pick you up on the curb. And it's just so frustrating when
they said, get your money up.
They did. Literally. They said, call a Black that's $200 or get on a shuttle for 45 minutes with your heavy-ass suitcase. And that's what bothers me because like I packed a little.
She's a terrible packer, by the way. Like, get some packing cubes. Like, they're literally so
cheap.
It's
not even that.
She just throws everything into a suitcase and zips it. And it's always so expanded and always has a heavy tag on it. And it's so embarrassing.
Okay.
I'm not exaggerating.
Okay, I packed I'm here till Sunday also, so I'll be here for like almost a week, so I felt this was valid. But I packed one like big normal checked bag.
It's not the normal base. It's not even the like regular checked baggage base. It's the one bigger than that.
Yeah,
and it's expanded.
Okay, it's only with clothes. There's no shoes. There's no accessories. There's nothing. It's just clothing, and it was 49.5 pounds. Then I brought a separate base bag with just shoes and accessories.
Also expanded.
I don't know how much that one weighed. And then I brought another weekender bag with all my makeup and like hair and skincare and all of that. So I did bring a lot. But where were we going with this?
I don't know.
Oh, I was talking about how I don't like LAX and just the fact that I'm not going to get on a shuttle with all of that stuff. Like that would actually, I'd be breaking out in a sweat dying.
Yeah.
So you have to call the Uber Black to the curb.
But then we got our Uber. And I kid you not, this man... He's so sweet, by the way, so sweet, like 5 stars immediately, but pulls up with racing gloves. Like he's...
Like has gloves on.
He takes this job so seriously.
Yeah.
He's playing classical music. He's like giving us all of our instructions.
He's asking us every question, like, is the music okay? Is the temperature okay? And I'm like, I've never, like, in New York...
They would never.
If you even get a, like, for Haley, like, they don't even say your right name.
Yeah.
You're lucky. They're not talking to you. They might even be talking on the phone to their friend, but they're not talking to you. This man is giving us a full tour of LA.
He's pointing things out, will not stop talking. And I realized, like, this is why they invented that button, like, quiet Uber.
I've never even hit that. I didn't know that was a thing, but I guess it is.
In New York, there's no need to.
Yeah, and he's literally giving us a full tour where he's like, okay, now we're entering Beverly Hills. And Jazz goes, yeah, we've been here multiple times before, thank you.
Because like, I was just, the classical music, the stop and go driving, the slam... I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. The racing gloves were really scaring me.
It was definitely a fashion choice for sure.
Yeah. But people are always just nicer in LA, I feel. It's very odd. I don't know. Like every time I come here, I feel like people always stop me and tell me my dress is so cute and ask me where it's from. Or like this morning I went to Equinox and some girl's like, where's your workout set from? And I just didn't feel it was a cute enough workout set for somebody to come up and ask me out of the blue. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like very nice. But in New York, no one would ever do
that. They're not polite there.
No.
They don't go out of their way.
You get punched in the head.
And by they, I mean us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not our vibe. But, you know.
Yeah. I haven't been in LA for quite some time. I was here in October for a shoot, but that was literally 24 hours. I was by myself. I didn't get to really do anything.
You were in and out.
Yeah, so in and out.
I wish I can go to a burger.
I've actually never been except with you. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That checks out.
But I haven't been here since like probably 2019. And I came to the Beverly Hills Hotel actually last time I was here, and I was doing a full photo shoot, was not staying here.
You literally... Oh, wait, in LA. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm saying
LA. I get the vibe.
But we were in California a year ago because it's Coachella season, festival season.
We were at Stagecoach last year.
Yeah.
And I love a rental car. I'm a Hertz Gold member. I love a rental car. And we were here for like 3 days. I'm like, yes, I have points, obviously rewards. So I got a rental car. Only car they had available because it was very last minute was a Tesla.
I hate.
Hallie hates when I rent a Tesla. Wasn't my truth, wasn't my choice.
She had a Tesla, so she likes them, so she'll like, she's not mad at it.
I don't love them, but you know, like, it was what was available. And I was like, it was either that or Ubering everywhere. I was like, we got a car, besides the point. We get the car, I'm like, oh, amazing. We drive around, we're driving around all day, we're having good vibes, good time with our friend Samira.
Yeah.
And then, so the next day, I'm like, oh, we only have like 15%. Like, we gotta get to a charger. I find a charger, I'm like, no big deal, we'll get there. That charger station is out of order. It doesn't work anymore. So I'm like, no problem. I can get us to the next station. Yeah, it was a dealership.
It was a Nissan dealership.
There was no actual chargers there. There was like one. So I was like, let's just abandon the car. It's no big deal. Well,
there was like, we were trying to go to a supercharger, which you can charge the Tesla in 30 minutes. That's like the normal. This only had like the Nissan dealership that we pulled
up to. It was for a Nissan.
It was like a charger, but it
had an adapter.
It had to take like 24 hours for the car to get fully charged. So it's not like you could just sit there for a little bit, let the car charge and be able to drive it away. So we're like sitting there and we're like, oh, we're going to have to fully abandon this car in this Nissan dealership and leave.
So we do. We come back the next day. Someone unplugged it.
After it charged for maybe 5%?
Maybe. Sit there for a couple of hours, eventually get it charged enough to get to a supercharger. Then we get there, you know, we get our food, we have lunch, we have a great time afterwards. Hallie's like, never again. She's like literally bitching me out, like so upset with me.
Because that took hours out of our day. And then once we even got it to charge the 15% at the Nissan dealership, we had to then go to a supercharger and charge it for another like 30, 45 minutes.
At the same time, had we not done that, she would have just done nothing all weekend.
We could have just Ubered or just like vibed at the...
It made sense.
She just wanted to go to like Cheesecake Factory.
I did, and we did and go all there. And
yeah.
They have a great menu. I really enjoy it there.
I do like Cheesecake Factory, I won't lie. But yeah.
So we had a good weekend with Samira.
Yeah, and then, well, speaking of that, we were staying at this house, and we were with this brand, and there was a giant party they were having the first night of Stagecoach that we had arrived, and they had a mechanical bowl, and Jazz and I love a mechanical bowl. We had gone to this bar in Florida.
When we almost moved to Florida.
We were going to move to, Florida. We made a whole announcement video, like,
not just one video. We made, like, 7 videos.
Yeah, and then we didn't do it. We
intended to.
Yeah, we signed a lease, and we paid money.
We broke it. Yeah.
There was a mechanical bowl at this party, and we were so excited.
I'm like, I volunteer. Immediately me. Yes, please.
Yeah, so she's like the first one on it. She's so excited.
I'm like trying to break a record. No, I immediately fall off this bowl. And like, you know, like these mechanical bowls are like an inflatable. And like to hold the bowl up, there's like a cement block. There was no
cover over the cement
no
block.
No cover.
Usually there is.
I fall off this bowl. I'm smiling through my teeth. I'm like, Hallie, I think I just broke my back. Like, you need to get me to a hospital. I'm like smiling through my teeth. I'm in so much pain.
Well, typically, I've never seen anything like this. Typically, when you fall off a mechanical bowl, you get like...
Right back up.
You get like pushed off of it and you like fly far onto the inflatable part. Jazz just literally slid right off of it down onto the cement block and she... busted her ass open on the cement block.
So bad.
And I thought she was kind of being exaggerative. So I get on the bowl and I'm like, Samira, video me. Like,
I'm laying in the grass. Tears dripping down my face. She can't even see me. She's just trying to have her moment.
Yeah. And I'm not kidding. I am not exaggerating. We'd been at this party for maybe 6 minutes. Like, most people weren't even there.
I was waiting for the bowl to open.
Yeah. So then we're like, okay, we have to go to the room for a minute. And we're like getting ice and just random stuff.
I'm like, tears just dripping down my face.
Jazz has no pants on. We've met Samira one time before this.
And I'm like,
she's in her thong laying on the bed, ass up.
I'm like, please find me some frozen peas.
Yeah. She's icing. And then she's like, let me call this guy. That guy is Kevin.
I loved a FaceTime.
Yeah. And she's like, you were FaceTiming him that day, right?
Yeah.
She's
we
like,
just started talking.
You're all in from the beginning. You're just like, here it is.
I love a good time.
Yeah. Like my pants.
I love to chit chat.
I was going to say, never mind. But yeah, then she's FaceTiming Kevin the whole weekend. And they had met one time before that.
Yes.
At a birthday party. And that was that. And I really didn't think you'd ever see him again, honestly.
That's so valid.
Yeah. And then he had DM'd you on Instagram, right?
Correct.
Yes. And so then they were just FaceTiming and I was like, okay. And she keeps calling him this guy. She wouldn't refer to him by his name. She's just like, this guy is calling me like this guy. And then here we are. Now yeah. She's engaged. Woo! Congrats, Jazz.
Thank you so much. Life is so crazy.
Yeah. Well, so we went to... I was with her. It happened on Friday, so almost...
Friday, we were shooting stuff for a campaign.
Yeah.
Like in the afternoon, we go shopping. And then we should go to dinner tonight.
Yeah, our friend Keon was like, oh, do you want to go to dinner? So he's like, me, you, Reed, Kevin. I'm like, perfect.
Vibes.
I like... check with Jazz 8 times. Because one, in New York, I don't know how it is in LA, but like most restaurants, if you make a reservation and you don't show up, you get charged $50 a person per cancellation. So if you have 5 people, that's a lot of money. And two, most of the time, they won't seat you at a table unless your whole party is there. So I'm clarifying with her 8 times because she is the worst about being on
chronically
late.
Like
to a different level. And I actually need to just start telling her the reservation's like 30 minutes later than it actually is, so you'll show up just on time.
Earlier.
Yeah. And earlier. Yeah, sorry. Anyway. But we had a dinner reservation. I checked with her 8 times. I'm like, is 7:30 okay? She's like, yep, for sure.
I'll actually be early.
Yeah. And so I was like, all right, great. I get to the reservation. Keon's there. I'm like sitting, waiting. And I check Jazz's location. She's at her apartment. I want to kill her. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, whatever. So then she texts.
I'm like, don't worry. Like, I have great news.
You're like, I have a reason.
I'll be there when I be there.
Yeah. And so then she showed up engaged. And I still don't even actually, because she had told me, but it was very loud in the restaurant. And I was also like 2 drinks in, if I'm being honest, because you made us wait for like an hour.
Yeah.
And the dirty martinis at this place are really good. So could you please tell the story of what happened again?
So I did know I was getting engaged, but I didn't know when I was getting engaged. He said by the end of summer. It's spring. So I did not think it was happening this soon. But basically, I was getting ready like I always do, you know, for dinners. And I'm in the bathroom, and he's watching golf as he always watched golf. And he's like, oh, come here, like after I finish getting ready. And he hands me this scrapbook. And he had made a scrapbook and had been keeping like mementos from things that we did. So we started talking like our bracelets from the cruise we went on and like chips from the casinos we went to and like Polaroids from different things that we've done because he doesn't use his phone because he hates technology basically. And he like drew around these scrapbooks and wrote little short stories like with these things in the scrapbook. And I like go through it. It's like 40 pages. And at the last page, it like says, will you marry me? And the ring falls out and he proposes and... That's that. So sweet.
Wait, was the ring like taped inside of it or was it like just sitting?
It's like one of those photo albums where it has like pockets for pictures.
Oh, okay.
You know, so like, it was like, in the pocket.
Gotcha. Okay. Yes. Cute. So what time was that at?
Ooh, I'm so bad at lying on the spot. That was...
Before 7:30.
That was probably like 7:15.
Which I totally get, but then she's using this as an excuse to be late for everything. Like, the next day, we have a brunch, an hour late to that. Sorry, we were calling Kevin's parents.
Which was so true. Like,
you had all day.
The brunch was last minute.
It was not. You arranged it, is what drives me crazy. She makes the plan. It's not like I'm like, please come, and you're like, I'll try to make it. It's like, you had all day to call
his parents. I was hungover from the night before because I was celebrating.
We did get really... Like, yeah, obviously that was kind of perfect that, you know, you showed up at dinner and then we're all like, woo. Keon had said it was your birthday. Yeah. So they gave you a little cake. You blew out a candle. It was super cute.
We wooed a little too hard, though.
Yeah. Then we went. And we're like, I feel like usually we'll be done because we start at usually 9 something.
Yeah.
We'll be done by like 1, maybe 2 if it's like a pushing at night.
Yeah.
We didn't go home till like 4 something a.m., which was late for us.
We had a night.
We closed down the bar. Yeah.
We really did.
But we had a lot of fun.
I think we did.
You don't remember?
Remember most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the videos I saw, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A little scary. But, yeah. Okay, real question, what's the wedding?
I don't know. The thing is, like, I've always joked about, like, and someone actually sent me a podcast clip from a year ago yesterday, which I didn't, like, I knew I made a joke about this, but I didn't know exactly when I said it.
I don't think you were joking at the time.
I probably wasn't. I was going through some shit at the time. But I was like, I'm meant to have multiple marriages. Like, I'm meant to have the first one, and then I'm going to get divorced, then I'll meet the...
No, she had a life plan for divorces. She's like, yeah, so, like, me and my first husband will probably break up around 45, then I'll meet, like, my second husband, and then we'll get married, and then I'll meet the real love of my life at 60, and then we'll be together in a retirement home.
Yeah. So I was wrong. I'm so good at admitting when I'm wrong. Like, things happen, things change, you meet people, you think different things, life is crazy. But, yeah, I have zero idea. I've always also made a lot of jokes about eloping.
Yeah.
I don't know what the vibe is. I don't know if I want to elope or... I don't know if we want to elope or if we want to
get
married.
I mean, let's be real. Like, I feel like it's the bride's decision mostly. I feel like the group's just along for the ride.
Right?
Yeah.
That's valid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean...
He's also so good with the flow. I feel like he'd just be like, all right, if you want to do that, let's do it.
Yeah.
But... I feel like Jazz is, since getting engaged in the past 3 days, she's told me 50 million things. She's like, yeah, we'll probably do the wedding here at this time, like, whatever. And then it's, like, a day later. She's like, actually, no, I think we'll do this.
Yeah.
No offense, like, I love you. I don't trust a single word until it's, like, set in stone. You've made a down payment on some venue or whatever, because I just feel like you're so, like,
indecisive.
Change your mind.
Yeah.
Or you're just also, like, we're going to actually... You say that it'll be, like, a while from now, but then I feel like you could just make it happen in a month.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Yeah. What about a bachelorette?
I would like to party.
Okay.
I enjoy partying.
Yeah.
I have a great time partying.
How long before a wedding are you supposed to... I don't really know.
I don't know. My friend had her bachelorette in April and got married in June, so, like, I don't know.
You're my first friend that's getting married. I've never had a friend get married before, so this is really, like, in my mind, you are 19 and you're a child
bride. I'm just a
teenage
girl.
And I'm like, this is wrong. Like, whatever. Yeah. But you're fully of the age. It's fully appropriate. In my mind, though, I'm like, she's a little girl, like... Yeah, but I've never... I don't really know appropriate, like, how long before a wedding you're supposed to do a bachelorette or whatever.
I feel like we could do a couple.
Okay.
A few of them.
Your own rules.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I love to, you know, break what's normal.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Break boundaries.
Yeah, that's...
She's a trendsetter.
I am.
Yeah, just...
I'm an influencer.
Period. Okay, fun. What about a joint... bachelor party? Like, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen more of those become a thing recently, but I don't know what the vibes are.
I personally think that's fun. Like, I think an all girls one is fun too, don't get me wrong, but I feel like it'd just be a whole vibe if, like, everybody's friends and couples are there and everything. I don't know. I also think for you, you have a lot of guy friends, so I feel like that would also maybe make it easier, because, you know, you're not going to do a bachelorette with girls and guys, but not have, like, Kevin and his friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have a lot of guy friends. We were talking about this. I was like, if I had, like, a bridal party, it would be, like, probably 70% men.
Which I think is cool. I think there's no rules.
Probably different than most.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, though, like, if you have... Because, like, all of Kevin's are going to be guys, right?
I don't know any... Yeah.
Any girls that...
Yeah.
You're like, who's the bitch?
No, literally. 100%.
But I feel like his would be mostly guys. And then if yours is also guys, though, it's like, do the guys walk down the aisle together?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
Well, you know, I love to break boundaries.
Yeah. Like, I think that'd be super cute. They have, like, arms linked just walking down together. Yeah. I love it.
I mean, time will tell.
Yeah. But I think a joint bachelor or bachelorette party would be really fun. You could also do multiple. Like, one's joint, one's not.
I
love it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're the man of honor, so you can plan.
I am?
No, I'm kidding.
No,
guys, I really don't know. Here's the thing. People keep asking, like, if it's going to be Hallie. And, like, as much as I would... She brought this up a few months ago, and I was like, you know, like, I don't know if I would pick you, because, like, here's the thing. There's a lot of responsibilities with being a maid of honor. I feel like you have to be extremely organized. She is the most unorganized person I know. Like, we will be on the same email chain, and she's like, hey, what's the deal for this? And, like, I have to explain it with everything we do. And so I told her she could earn the spot.
No.
There's still time.
The reason I ask you questions, I like to chat. I'm like, yeah, I maybe read it or I, like, glazed over it. But it's like, I just want to talk about it and be like, okay, we have to do this. She's like, you should have just read it and we don't need to discuss.
Like, read the email.
But I'm like, okay, I just want to talk about it. But
whenever I tell you to reference the email, you won't reference
I will read an email.
She'll go, where do I find it?
Yeah. No. Okay. No.
Granted, I do have access to her email, but
still. Yeah. But I understand. But I was like, we were at dinner with our other friend, and she's like, Hallie's gonna be the maid of honor, right? And I'm like, yeah, duh. And then she's like, no. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you've gotten, actually, since that happened a few months ago, you've gotten better at
things. She said I have to earn my spot as her maid of honor.
That's valid.
And prove myself to her.
But you've been proving it.
It is.
See, I lit a fire.
Yeah, thank you so much. Honestly, I needed that motivation.
And isn't it so much better when you work for something?
Yeah, it's like when your coach like yells at you and it's like, you're not good enough. That's how I felt. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I could do that for you.
Yeah, it's so really helped me on my grind. I appreciate it.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I wanted to talk about how they always come back.
You would know.
Because I would. Not even just in that sense.
Well, you didn't know then, but you know now.
Yeah. Well, it relates back to also you in a second.
Okay.
But I'm going to bring that up.
Okay, cool.
But this weekend, we were out at the bar celebrating. It was on Saturday day.
Yes.
We had multiple celebrations. And
to celebrate.
I get a call from this random number, and I was like, who is this? I just declined because we're all out at the bar. And then I get a second call and I see the last name and the area code. And it was this guy I was like in love with.
We talked about him on the podcast.
Yeah.
It was the one who got away.
Yeah. In like probably 2020, like 4 years ago at this point. And I have not talked to him since. Like, we have each other blocked on everything. I never thought I would hear from this man again. And I still didn't even believe when I saw the last name and the area code. I was like, that's just not him. It's like a spam or something. I don't know. That's weird. But he had called again a second time. So I pick it up. And he's like, hey, Hallie. I'm like, who is this?
This is her.
And I'm like, he's like, it's da-da-da. And my jaw hit the floor. I was like,
I looked at her across the table. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, who just called her?
And I was like, who is this? Or I just said that, sorry. And then he's like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, I don't know. And
she's sitting next to Reed while she's taking this phone call. And I'm like,
this thing, I don't want this man anymore. Like, I'm good. It's just like the shock and the validation of being like, oh my God, I never thought I would hear from you again. And here you are. Being like, I'm in New York, let's hang out. Because this guy was from a different state, too. So I was absolutely shocked that he thought of me, still had my number saved from 4 years ago, and decided to call me.
You know
me.
Why?
Why?
You left your mark.
Yeah, I did. Oh.
Maybe not in the best way that you thought, but like, it made a difference.
Yeah, we ended very like tumultuously, I feel, but I guess that's how it goes. I don't know.
Yeah.
And somehow he still called me back, and it felt really...
It took a few years, but...
Yeah.
He circled back.
He did. And I felt great about that. That also happened to you.
Oh.
You want to explain?
I just love validation.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Silence for a reason. I love validation. Yeah. No, I liked this guy so long ago. And I was like, I'm crazy. I've never, ever claimed to be a calm person or, like, not insane by any means, and I will fully own that. That's who I am.
Yeah.
And I did some insane things. I take accountability.
Honestly, I'm more insane, so I don't think that what you did was insane.
And that's the problem with us.
Yeah.
Like, when we're both so delusional, we're like, that's normal. Like, you had a reason. You were valid. Like, and we just go back and forth.
I'm the worst. Literally, my friends will tell me, like, I can't even... my friends will call me when they have a problem, and they'll be like, I just did this. What do you think? I will always tell them they're not wrong. And literally, my one friend was like, I have to stop calling you when I have a problem, because you gaslight me into thinking that I'm right when I'm actually always wrong.
No, she fully peed in the guy's bed. Not Hallie. Sorry. Our friend called Hallie and was like, I... with this guy and I peed the bed. I was so drunk.
And I was like, well, was he pouring you the glasses of wine on your wine night? She's like,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so then he should have been monitoring how much you were drinking.
And you did nothing wrong.
It's not your fault. Like, he overserved you.
Yeah. And that's what the problem
is. Anyway, so I don't think you're crazy.
Yeah. No, but I'm not even getting into the things that I did. But I'm like talking to my friend one day who happens to also know this person. And she's like, yeah, like, he asked about you the other day. And I'm like, full circle, like,
yeah, you're like,
it was like 3 years ago, and I'm like, I feel so much so validated.
No, it's really, it's a great feeling.
Yeah.
And you were like fully like, I love Kevin, but it's just the like little,
it's,
I don't
like,
know,
it's like it gives you validation. You can be insane and things still work out for you.
It's the ego boost, just like, oh, like, because in my mind when I end with somebody, I'm like, oh, they never thought about me again, so it's nice to know that they have.
Yeah, because, you know, men also, they go through spiraling, like when they're on a train, look out that window and they're like, I miss her.
That's okay. I don't know if they do that, but I was thinking that. God, it's so boring to look out an airplane window and listen to your music.
And be going through nothing.
And not be, like, when I was in my little breakup, I would go on my walks. I had my Taylor Swift going, and I was, like, just, like, in the moment vibing. I was looking out the window. Now I'm like, I don't have any problems. This is so boring. Yeah. Like, it doesn't hit the same. And my only playlist on my phone that's downloaded is my Broken Up With playlist. So I was just like,
that's a choice.
These songs don't hit this. It was on accident. I don't know how that happened. Yeah. But I could only play those songs. It's like Memories by Conan Gray. And I'm like, this isn't
that's
slapping.
That's so funny because like the last time I was on a train, I was in Europe, and that's the song I had on repeat for literally a 3-hour train ride. I couldn't tell you who I was thinking of, but I was like, got off that train and I was like, I feel whole and complete.
Yeah.
Like a brand new person.
It's like therapy.
It really is.
But what are you supposed to listen to when you're happy? Like, it sucks.
Oh, there's definitely some songs.
What do you listen to?
Other Taylor Swift.
What Taylor Swift?
Like, all the good ones that, like, are happy. But she also, like, announced recently, like, Lover is not, like, about, like, happiness, basically.
Oh, really?
Which I kind of hits different for me now, which I'm a little upset about.
When did she say that?
I saw a TikTok. I don't know if it's accurate or verified, but, like, it made sense to me at the time.
Okay, I didn't see that.
She made, like, playlists about, like, what songs mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where?
I'm, like, scared to speak because Swifties are so scared.
I know.
So, like, I don't like to be, like, potentially wrong.
I'm so
like,
scared of the Swifties.
They will come from my neck. And, like, I consider myself a Swiftie for sure, 100%. But, like, I'm not as educated as a lot of them are.
Yeah. I don't know much about it.
Check my work, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Proofread and, like, correct myself, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Period.
But, yeah.
Okay. I'm really excited to be here in LA, though. We talked about this before, but I'm not kidding. The first time I ever came to LA in, what, 2016, I think it was.
How old were you?
15, 16. Well, one, I had flown into, my parents had us do this whole, like, California trip. It was my first time in California ever. And we flew into San Diego, and then we drove up the coast to LA, and then we stopped in, like, all these different places. We stopped in Monterey. We stopped, and then we ended in San Francisco. We stopped probably other places in between. I don't really remember.
You're a big road trip girly.
Yeah, my parents really are. I don't know. We would always drive to Michigan every summer from Virginia because my family is from there. And it was like a 12-hour drive. So to me, a 12-hour drive is really nothing. Like, that's normal.
I would hate to be on a road trip with you for that long.
I'm pleasant.
You are not pleasant.
How am I not?
You just, like, need to pee every 10 minutes.
No, I'm better. I mean, I haven't been on a road trip in a minute, so maybe I'd be.
You went on a road trip to Vermont. We got broken up with.
Yeah, that's
true. You had to pee like 12 times in 4 hours.
That's
only
like a 5-hour drive.
Yeah, and I don't think still peed every 30 minutes.
No. Well, maybe. Yeah, that's right. And we had the dogs. That was a little bit harder, too. But
drive back, that was the worst part.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not great.
You know, here we are.
Yeah, it all works out.
Time heals all wounds.
Yeah. Anyway, I flew into San Diego, not LA. But I had probably 374 followers on Instagram. And I was like, I've always been a caption girly. I don't know if you follow my Instagram, but like, I very much value my captions.
They're really good.
Thank you. It's like
credit where credit's due.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's my biggest part of my Instagram, in my opinion. It's just like, the caption has to slay. And I guess I've always felt that way because this isn't even a good caption. It actually sucks. But I wanted a caption so bad, hopped off the plane in my cardigan with,
At LAX.
Oh, LAX with a Dream in My Cardigan. Party in the USA song. And I was just needed to make that my Instagram caption. I was not flying into LA. Originally, when my parents booked the trip, I thought I was. So it was in my mind. And then I wasn't.
Your mind was set.
So I flew into San Diego. And I, like, made my brother take a photo of me. And I had, like, a pineapple JanSport backpack on. And I was, like, posted the photo and said I was in LA. And then I had to then pretend like I wasn't in San Diego and post like I was in LA. I was like literally Googling like The Grove on Google and like screenshotting photos and like putting them on my Instagram story so people thought I was in LA, which is so psychotic to do for 374 followers that are all your high school friends.
Is it psychotic or is it passion? Is it grind? Is it drive?
This is where the delusion comes in and this is our problem. No, because you're telling me that's normal.
This is why you're successful. Because you have always been passionate.
For years later. But yeah.
But you know what? Not everyone's success overnight. It takes time.
You know what? Thank you so much. I needed to hear that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But anyway, I did end up coming to LA, but I had to pretend like I was in LA for way longer than I was. It was a giant mess. And then I had to do all of the basic things. Like, I was obsessed with press juicery. I made my parents drive me like 45 minutes to a press juicery to get a fucking citrus 2. Like, it was so unnecessary. You could probably get the same thing at Walmart, but in my mind, I was like, yes, I need this.
Yeah.
And I made my parents go take me to LF. Did you ever go to LF?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. They actually had one in New York, too. They had, like, whatever, but it was... It was the coolest thing. Like, if you know, you know. I want to.
I do not know.
Yeah. And what else did I do? I don't know.
Maybe you can take me sometime.
Do they even still have LF? I think it's closed. No, they don't. They closed it.
Okay. Well, I guess my time has passed. Yeah. It wasn't meant for me. It was like not my truth.
The college going out clothes, and they had like ripped denim skirts and like cargo pants and stuff. But, and they were, now if you looked at them, you'd be like, oh, and your ass was.
But
always
it was
out,
like,
no
it was Coachella 2016.
It was the vibe at the time. It was. But, like, no matter... They're also sizing. Like, if you thought you were a small, no, you're, like, an extra. Like, the sizing was so messed up. It was all not good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's probably why it closed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was giving, like, the Brandy Melville at the time, honestly. Like,
okay. That.
Anyway.
Fair enough.
But, yeah.
Well, I'm so happy to be here with you.
I know. I also... One more thing. Sorry, I just have to give all the LA shout-outs. The vintage store... Wasteland, is that what it's called? Yeah, it is.
How would I know?
You wouldn't know. Well, have you been to LA?
Where did I used to live?
Arizona? That doesn't mean you were here.
You don't listen.
Yes, I do.
You would come to...
I know you've been to LA, I guess, because I know the story of you and Michael coming here.
Oh.
You visited him.
Yeah.
And you also would tell me that... She told me that she would drive from Arizona to Palm Springs to go to a casino.
There's a casino in Palm Springs you can be 18 years old at and gamble at. And I used to, not past tense, I have a gambling problem. And I would go there every weekend. I used to go to U of A for one semester, you know, and I would leave on Thursdays after my classes and I would go to the casino and for the entire weekend with my rewards and I would leave on Sunday.
How far is the drive?
6.5 hours.
You want to call me crazy for road trips and you drive 6.5 hours for a casino?
But, like, the end result was, like, huge.
What? Losing $2,000?
Winning money. The possibilities were endless.
You won?
Just like our possibilities this weekend at this event with so many of our friends. We always meet so many friends here.
I know. It's really cool to, like, go to all of these events and meet people. I mean, that's literally how we
met. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up on 2 years.
I know that it's actually, it's 2 years in, like, maybe a month?
No, it's 2 years next month.
In a month?
In a month, yeah.
That's what I just said.
I'm sorry.
God.
We fight like sisters. You've been told?
Yeah. That's actually at the Stagecoach event, Samira was like in the car with us the whole weekend. It was just us three.
Yeah.
And she was, Jasmine and I were just getting screaming
fights. We scream at each other. It's actually horrible.
And Samira was like, wow, you guys really, I would think you were sisters if I didn't know. And I'm like, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. It's just, it comes naturally. To just
it really does.
Yell at you.
It's so special we have this time together.
Yeah. But I'm excited to be here for the rest of the week.
Same.
Vibe.
Same. Yeah, we'll chat with our friends. But thanks, guys, for, you know, chit-chatting with us and listening.
This was so fun.
The best week.
Yeah.
And I think, like, our time's probably up, you know?
Yeah. You want to close us out?
Yeah. Oh.
What?
I forgot that I normally do that. It's, like, different when, like, you're in a space with actual people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Have the best week, guys. Love you so much. Give us a follow on TikTok and Instagram, Delusional Diaries Podcast, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.